thought it would be appropriate since we are learning Maseches Makos this man, and the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisetze, that's really the source for the idea of Malkos, speak a little bit about one interesting discussion which comes up in the Masechta and comes up really here in Chumash and Rashi. The Torah tells us here in Devarim Perek Chaf Hei, we're talking here about people who get into some sort of a disagreement, Kiriv Ben HaNashim and Nikshul HaMishpat, that there's some sort of a disagreement which takes place. So the Torah says, "Vayam ben hakos harasva pilu ashobi v'yikav lefanav kadei rishaso b'mishbar arba'im yakenu lo yosef." The Gemara tells, the Torah tells us that when a person is chayv malchus, so that person gets forty lashes. The Mishnah, however, tells us in Masechet Makos and daf chav beis min aleph that even though the Torah seems to say that a person gets 40 malchus whenever they get malchus, says the Mishnah still kama malchanoso arba'im chaser achas, that a person actually only gets 39 malchus. A person only gets 39 malchus. Torah says 40, so why do they only get 39? So Rashi in his Perish on Chumash quotes one pshat. This is what the Mishnah seems to say, that if you look at Chumash doesn't say b'mispar arba'im, it says b'mispar arba'im, which Rashi understands and Chazal understands, it's a minyan shu samach le'arba'im. It's a number which is near 40. So what's the number which is near 40? 39. So that's how we get 39 malchus. That's what the Mishnah says. That is what Rashi quotes in his Perish al HaTorah. The Rush in his Perish al HaTorah, the Rush has a different shot. The Rush says, why do we get 39 instead of getting 40? Because even though maybe really you should be getting 40, since the halacha is, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Makos that when we give malchus, we give one third of the malchus on the front of the body, two thirds in the back of the body. So whatever the final number is, it has to be divisible by three. So if it would be 40, we'd be somewhat stuck. We wouldn't know what to do. So it has to be 39. And with 39, we could do 13 in the front and the remaining 26 in the back. So writes the Rash. Many of the Bali Machshava are fascinated by this particular halacha. And the reason why they're fascinated by this particular halacha is because whenever we have a gap between the simple pshat, l'chora, of what it says in Torah Shebichsav, and what we end up saying in the world of halacha, so there are always many mefarshim that try to struggle and figure out like what's really going on. As an example, the Torah says in Parash Mishpatim, ayin tachas ayin, which the simple pshat seems to be an eye for an eye. If I do some act that causes you to use your eye, I should lose my eye. So why do Chazal and the Gemara in the 8th parak of Masechet Bava Kama interpret that to mean that I have to pay money? Whenever those gaps exist, Vavdula Olam, until Yovel, whenever the gap exists, part of the question is why exactly that exists? Or why would the Torah specifically choose to mention it in a way where it sounds like 40, and then we only have a hint that it ends up, it's actually 39? What exactly is going on here? So we'll quote two different ideas. The first one's quoted in the Maharal and Gur Aryeh in the name of Yesh Mefarshim. Rav Hartman writes in the footnote that he is not sure where that exactly comes from. Did not find the original Makar. Then we'll quote a second idea from the Maharal, which I think is very, very beautiful. But there's a lot of Torah here. The Rabban Bachai has Torah here. The Ramban, Al Torah. The Chasam Sofer has a lot to say on this. But we're going to focus on two particular ideas. Says the Maharal as follows, the name of Yesh Mefarshim. He says it's true. The reason why the Torah says that a person should get 40 malchus is because fundamentally that's how many malchus a person actually deserves. A person really does deserve 40. Ibnei shachet chayiv onesh shamayim yenilka arba'im keneged arba'im yom shal yitziris havlat. Rashi embraces Zion Dalit that and this something which the Ramban references also. Al Torah, why 40 malchus? 40 has the capacity to parallel other things. The Ramban here writes, the Torah was given in 40 days. When you violate the Torah, you get 40 malchus. Or, as the Maharal points here, based on the comment of Rashi, since the person is created in 40 days, that's Arbam Yom Yitzir's Havlad. So that is why, again, that's the first 40 days after a fetus is conceived. So during that particular time when the fetus is really being formed, so that is when, so that's a person who goes against, I guess, their creation. We're created to be Jews who observe Torah mitzvos, and you violate that, so you deserve 40 malchus each for the day of creation that you were there. So really, I should get 40. Why don't I get 40? Because of Rach Mibnei Shehu Yisbarach Enu Merikol Hamaso. The Kachlo Yilka Arba'im Shleimos. Rather, it is because the Ribbono Shalom has a bit of mercy. The Ribbono Shalom says, even though really you deserve 40, I don't want to give the whole 40. I only want to give 39. This is a powerful idea because this highlights the idea on some level that the Ribbono Shalom, even in moments of onesh, still has rachmanas. Even in moments of punishment, still has a degree of mercy. It's like, I believe the Gemara Darshan in the Mitzvah Sanhedrin, Borer lo misa yafen, speaking about how a person should be killed with dal misa and the like. We have a din in the Gemara that it should be a borer lo misa yafen, it should be a smoother kind of a misa, because if that even in times where a person's being punished, we still try to be as sensitive as possible to make sure that it's actually going to be all that it's going to be all good. Maral, however, has a second pshat, or really a third pshat. Maral has an additional pshat, which is very, very intriguing, has some halachic implications, and has a lot of implications in the world of machshava. It says the Maral like this. It's true that on some level you should be high of 40. That's why the Torah says you get 40, but we only give you 39. Why is that so? It says the Maral the same idea. Because 40 days, 40 malchus correspond to the 40 days it takes for Yetziras Havlad, for a baby to be fully formed or more formed than created. That every day, l'chora, again, the point being that we were created to keep Torah and mitzvos. We didn't keep Torah and mitzvos. We didn't use the 40 days of creation that we were formed properly. So we get 40 malchus. A day, one malchus for each day that we were created. Says the Maral the following idea. How does creation work? It says the Maral like this. The first 39 days, understands the Maral, that a fetus is being created, that's when the physical body is being created. That's Brias HaGuf. It takes 39 days for the body to be created. And on the 40th day, says the Maral, when the neshama comes into a body. It's on the 40th day when the neshama comes into a body. That is why Derech Agav, that Rav Yosef Engel points out in Beis HaOtzar, there's implications that a baby is only really called Adam once it becomes 40 days old. That may have implications in the whole sugya of abortion, as far as that first kufa, the neshama has not yet entered the body. The Maral says, is it true? In general, the Maral has a yesod that when things are built, the most elevated thing comes at the end. That when things are developed and things are built, that which is most elevated, that which is most chashav, that tends to come towards the end of things. This Maral as follows. So why am I high at 40 malchus? Because each day, when a person sins, primarily their sin comes from their guf. Their neshama is entirely pure. A neshama is pure, a neshama is holy. But a guf, that physical element of me, causes me to sin. It says Maral as follows. When a person sins, they're chayav 40 malchus, because 39, they use their guf inappropriately. What about the neshama? The neshama stays pure. But since the neshama was with a guf that was tainted, so the neshama also on some level became tainted by virtue of its connection to the guf, says the Maral. So when you get 40 malchus, let me chayav 40 malchus, because all of me on some level is messed up when a person sins. My guf is messed up and my neshama is messed up because it's tied to a guf. It's tied to a guf, which is problematic. So I'm really chayav 40 malchus. But says the Maral, then what happens, what ends up happening is we give you 39 malchus. Why do we give you 39 malchus? Because each malka corresponds to a day of creation, to a part of your guf. Once we've given you 39 malkas, says the Maral, what ends up happening? Now you've got a kapara for your guf, which means, mimela, says the Maral, that there's no need for a 40th malka, because that malka was only there because your neshama was tainted, because it was connected to a bad guf. But once the 39, you already got kapara for the 39, mimela, my neshama is already pure, and if my neshama is already pure, so then there's no need for the 40th Makkah. In that sense, both Mahalchim of the Maral do something very intriguing. Meaning the Torah seems to say, B'mispar arba'am yakenu, that a person should get 40 Malkas. And Chazal tell us doesn't really mean 40, it means B'mispar arba'am, some number, sum of the 40, a person gets 39. So we were asking the question, well, if that's so why would the Torah make it sound like it's 40 and only teach us through a hint that's 39? Or, as some of the Mefarshim asked the question, how can when Chazal speak about Malkas, they speak about Arbaim Chasar Achas, just say 39? So it sounds like part of the idea is on some level we really should be high of 40. We should really be high of 40, as the Ramban points out, because Torah is given in 40 days and we went against the Torah, so we deserve 40 Malkas. Or because, as other Mefarshim and Maral emphasizes, that for 40 days we were created and we've gone against the reason why we've been created. We've been created to keep Torah mitzvos, etc. So really we should be high 40, which is why in Torah Shabbat it says 40. Why do we only get 39? Either it's an act of the Rachmanis of the Rabbonu Sha'olam, either it's an act of the Rachmanis of the Rabbonu Sha'olam, or instead it is rather not an act of the Rachmanis, but rather it is because really at that point in time, our neshama is very pure. We've only messed up 39 of the 40 days of creation, which is why we get 39. I'll end with just a brief hour. I think it's a little bit well known, but it's an important one. Some the Rishonim have a question in Rambam and some others about how much it's really almost, it sounds in the Rambam almost as a din derabanan, that we lower it to 39. The pashtus is that's true across the board. But there's some indication, Chazal sometimes, that the Rabbanan were involved in lowering this from 40 to 39. Malbim points out that probably means al derech drasha, as they properly learn chumash to lower from 40 to 39. There's a famous interaction, I believe, from with Reb Chaim Ozer and the Ashtrav Tzareba. The Ashtrav Tzareba was what met Reb Chaim Ozer, and they were talking and learning. And the Chaim Ozer said about him, he said, "Whoa, this Rebbe is a gavra rabba. He's a gavra rabba. He's a big person in learning. He's very impressive." So Rebbe said back to him, "I don't think that's actually true." The Gemara says, Meseches Makos, and Daf Chav Beis says the Gemara in Makos, Kamativ Shah Yishar Inshi, how foolish are people? The Kaimi Makmi Sefer Torah, they stand up for a Sefer Torah, Velo Kaimi Makmi Gavra Rabba. And they don't stand in front of a Gavra Rabba. Why? The Ilu B'Sefer Torah Ksiv, why is the Gavra Rabba in a certain sense almost greater than a Sefer Torah? Because the Sefer Torah says, Arba'im, you get, Ba'astu Rabbanu B'Basri Chadim. The Rabbanu came along and they lowered that to 39. Again, the Rabbanu means Pashtas, Alpi the Drushas of Chazal. Said the Rebbe to Reb Chaim Ozer, we learn from here, what a Chazal call a Gavra Rabba? Someone that lessens the pain of another Jew. That if it was supposed to be 40, who's a Gavra Rabba? He lowers it to 39. That part of the real excellence of a person is the capacity to lower it in a certain sense. So you may be chai of 40, but the Torah, through Chazal, lowered it. Either because, again, by the time we get 39 and our Shama is already pure and we're good to go, the Rebbe Shalom had a little bit of Rachmanis, but certainly it's an indication that Gavra Rabba, someone who sees 40, is able to lower it. Have a wonderful rest of your day.